on from there to Aden. But when we got there, he was too ill. And he went back into hospital. He was there nearly 3 months before he died. The paralysis gradually spread, and a large tumor appeared on the inside of his stump. I think God kept him alive long enough to repent so that he could be saved.
Yes. The last time we met in Stuttgart, we spoke of religion. I had just been converted, and I tried very hard to convince him of the truth. Perhaps I helped him in some small way.
It was only when he was dying that I realized he was a poet. When he was delirious, he spoke so gently and beautifully. Often it made no sense. It was confused and strange, and sometimes he spoke in Arabic. But at the time, it seemed perfectly easy to understand. He wanted the sun so much.
Did he? I don't suppose he ever mentioned me.
No?
It was a long time ago.
It's getting dark. I must go.
But still...
Goodbye, Monsieur Verlaine.
Won't you let me see you to your hotel?
No, it's quite all right.
Are you sure?
It's an honor to meet such a distinguished poet.
It was a great pleasure to meet you, mademoiselle.
You have Mother's card there, don't you? Don't forget to send us Archer's manuscript.
No.
Goodbye, monsieur.
Good night. Waiter, absinthe, too, please. It was a long time ago, but I remember the first time I saw him. I was amazed how beautiful he was. Since he died, I see him every night. My great and radiant sin. Tell me if you love me.
You know I'm very fond of you. We've been very happy sometimes. Do you love me?
Yes.
Then put your hands on the table.
What?
Put your hands on the table. Palm upwards.
We were always happy. Always. I remember. I remember our first summer, how happy it was. The happiest time of my life. Wandering across Belgium, eating turnips and huddling in ditches. He's not dead. He's trapped and living inside me. As long as I live, he has some kind of flickering and limited life. It's always the same words and the same gestures, the same images. I walk behind him across a steep ploughed field. I sit talking to him in a darkening room until I can barely see his profile and his expressive hand. I lie in bed at dawn and watch him sleeping and see how nervously his hand brushes at his cheek. I remember him of an evening, and he lives.
arrive there, Eugenie.
Are you there? In Total Eclipse, David Haig played Verlaine and Richard Lynch played Rambo. Maggie O'Neill played Mathilde. Sue Jones-Davies, Isabelle. Elizabeth Morgan, Madame Motet de Fleuril and Eugénie. Sean Probert, Monsieur Motet de Fleuril and Écart. Andrew Wincott, Crow. Rick Jerram, Kaja. And Simon Walter, Cabanair. Total Eclipse was written by Christopher Hampton and directed in Wales by Alison Hindle. And you may like to know that the play can be seen at the Greenwich Theatre in London until the 29th of May.